Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of A Fistful of Trends, or For a Few Trends More, or The Good, The Bad, and The Trending, all spaghetti westerns. I think I just broke Anna's ears. I apologize.
Full disclosure, right now we have a very unorthodox setup in this hotel room because, look,
Happy we've been... Happy forgot his clamps.
I know that sounds like something else, but...
forgot the C-clamps that hold the mics in place.
Yeah, so Jack is bent over a microphone and I'm laughing at his posture. So if you hear me laugh, it's about his posture, not what he's saying.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Credit to us, man. The tour is ending and this is the worst thing that's happened.
What a run.
Yeah.
What a run. The Zeit Gang is out here.
Honestly.
The Zeit Gang are real people, you guys. I don't know if you
realize this.
They're
not bots, contrary to popular belief.
Yeah. I assumed you guys were all bots, but it's been super, super fun. Chicago last night, so much fun. And
Toronto. Yeah.
We're in Toronto. We're
momentarily.
In Canada.
Toronto.
Toronto! What's up, Toronto?
I know you're going to love these pronunciations.
Yes.
Canadian Zeit Gang.
There's a snow squall warning, I think. Yeah. Watch.
I love it.
Don't even know what that
love
is.
Love to see it.
Can't wait to find out when it hits me in the face. let's talk about what's trending, Miles, shall we?
Yeah.
Barry Sanders is trending.
Okay, this is another one. Every time we do this, if it's a name and it's a person we like,
yes.
I really loved Barry Sanders as a player. Yeah. I loved his Air Zoom turf shoes.
Yeah.
I had those as a kid.
He was incredible. And I feel like probably a lot of people don't realize he was like watching Jordan when he was at
absolutely.
His peak. But he never really won a title, and he retired at a fairly young age, kind of at his peak. And so people don't really remember him. He's not like in the firmament.
Right.
And that apparently caused some confusion. Garth Brooks.
Yeah. So it wasn't that he passed away, like my gut instinct is.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks wore a Barry Sanders jersey when he was performing in Detroit because he was shouting out not only the legend of the city he was in and someone who also went to Oklahoma State University.
Yeah. And people were pissed, according to
Twitter, I guess.
I get it. Look, you see Garth Brooks wearing a shirt that says Sanders 20.
Yeah.
So they were like, is this guy a socialist?
So here's what people were saying. Sanders, don't care about your politics. Love your music. Let's keep politics and your entertainment separate. What are you saying? You're a communist or a socialist? Either way, you're a loser. Just threw out your CD.
Oh.
And then, I had no idea you were a big freaking liberal socialist. Freaking liberal. I've listened to your songs for the last time.
I don't think anyone, honestly, there's nothing an artist can do where you're going to be like, I'm listening to that for the last time. Like,
right.
I'm like, fuck Kanye West, but I'll listen to The College Dropout.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not that easy, y'all. But I think even other ones just saying, there were positive ones that were like, hell yeah, dude.
Yes, Sanders for president. You the best, Garth.
Did he have to like clear that up?
Or did he just let that rock
and be like,
I think he just let it rock.
Yeah, why not? It's like, I don't think I need to explain
Pretty
this.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Detroit, Barry Sanders jersey.
Weird that a millionaire would like a socialist. Hey, Garth, are you going to distribute your millions?
Mm-hmm. That's what that means.
That is exactly what that means.
Go to a millionaire's house and be like, I'm here for your the distribution. Yes. I'm here for the doling. I'm on the dole.
James Harden, another fine athlete, is trending.
What's going on with him?
So remember, we talked about how I had thought that they had canceled the whole LeBron picks and Giannis pick the teams in the All-Star break ahead of the All-Star game. But that wasn't the case. They did that again. We're starting to get a little spiciness from that process.
Okay.
So Giannis Antetokounmpo had the choice of picking a two guard. Everyone assumed he was going to pick James Harden, the best two guard in the league.
Natural selection, natural decision.
And instead, he picked Kemba Walker, and somebody was like, wow, that's a surprising pick. And he said, I want somebody who passes the ball. I would like somebody who passes it. And so that's just like kind of very subtle, like kind of offhanded shit talking.
Yeah, definitely.
And James Harden is a bit of a ball stopper in that he's kind of the biggest ball stopper in the NBA.
Right.
But also the most effective ball stopper. In other words, the ball goes to him, he holds it, and then, you know, makes his moves. He's just incredibly efficient. But anyways, Harden didn't let that one pass.
Aww.
He has responded, I wish I could just run, be 7 feet and run and just dunk. Like, that takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill.
He's treating him like a freak then. He's really taking that freak. He's like, you're just a freak, bro.
Yeah, but also it's like, sounds like a child.
Yeah.
Wish I could just run and dunk it.
That's like what I would say if I was in junior high.
Yeah.
And I was only like 5'8", and then your homie who's like 6'8" could like dunk already.
Right.
And like, he's like, you suck. I'm like, yeah, it must be easy, dude, because you're like fucking giant.
It kind of reminds me of the kids who were like, dude, I could score 40 points in an NBA game if I shot as much as Jordan. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's one of those things. If Giannis, he was honest with it, of course
Giannis
someone was going to
respond.
Yep, he's honest Giannis, as they say. That, James was always going to respond with something.
Especially
if you're saying some shit like, I wanted somebody who passes the ball.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now there will be a response.
Yeah. But this is all the things that we were hoping would come true about this All-Star structure have sort of come true. You know, they are getting pissed at each other.
Yeah, there's hurt
like
feelings.
A little bit of shit talking going on. It's hard to say whether that had anything to do with how hard everybody was playing in the fourth quarter of this All-Star game, but it was a dope All-Star game, and people are still talking shit from it.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Adam Silver. He's doing it right. Let's talk about MDMA wine, my new favorite type of wine.
this is a real weird story. Tragically, a woman in Belgium died from having one sip of wine, and they like did not know what was going on. But they found out what she drank was I guess she just got this bottle of, you know, a nice Merlot Cab Sauv, as you do. And
are those three different types of wine?
Yeah, I don't know.
Merlot,
man.
Cab Sauv.
Look, for me, I only know, like I always say, three types of wine.
She likes a blend.
Red, or actually, no, there's five types of wine: red wine, white wine, cork, screw top or box. That's nice. It. Don't ask me anymore.
You don't do the pink?
Yeah, there's that one too. Rose.
Rose, yeah. Rosie.
Rose wine. Yeah. So, yeah, this. So what happened was this, she was 41 years old, and apparently, like, when the investigators got to her house, they saw this bottle of wine there. When they ran it, it had, like, a lethal amount of MDMA in it. And they suspect that smugglers were basically putting a ton of the MDMA in the wine so they could, like, probably extract it later or something. That's how they were shipping it.
Oh,
and
shit.
And then somehow this woman got a hold of a bottle that had that in it, had one wine, and then at the hospital they diagnosed, like, they were like, oh, this is an MDMA overdose. Is what
and she
happened.
Died, like, yeah. Right away. Or, I didn't like, even after know that MDMA 5 days. Could do that. Could do like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to be careful. Huh. Especially when you don't know what kind of other drugs it's cut with. It's never one thing, especially if, you know, on the streets. Got to be careful, y'all.
Right. But rarely is it cut with red wine.
No.
Yeah,
no.
So that's definitely, like, that is just such a awful, random, who the hell knows how she got that bottle of wine.
Like, her family members were like, you know, because investigators were like, well, would she party? And they're like, no. Like, she was very, like, absolutely against drugs, but would, you know, have a little wine.
Yeah. Well, condolences to her and her family.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That is horrible. Apple stock is also trending on Google and on Twitter. Stock market crash 2020. Sounds so fun.
Yeah.
When you put it like that.
It ain't no fun if the oligarchs can't have none.
So apparently what we're now calling the COVID-19 coronavirus is continuing to wreak havoc on the stock market.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. Probably. I've only seen it written. I have not seen Wolf Blitzer say it out loud, and that's the only person
I
trust.
What are you vacillating between? What do you think it could be?
COVID-19 or COVID-19 or COVID? COVID.
COVID.
COVID-19 coronavi.
Okay, great. Well, then the stock market is tumbling.
Yeah.
And again, this was something that was preventable, too. This outbreak, there were people who, I think a few years ago when Trump started, like, pulling, you know, like, financial contributions and money for pandemic research and prevention, there were, like, a group of health professionals that, like, wrote an op-ed that were like, this is going to cause some terrible fucking thing to happen if you're defunding shit like this.
Right.
And cut to now. And then there's another story that came out that was there was a whistleblower within, I think, the CDC or HHS who was essentially saying, like, the administration completely fucked this up and exacerbated the issue by, like, putting people in contact with people who were quarantined that were coming off of that cruise ship and then allowing them to fly commercially and do all this other shit. So this is, like, very much a problem that was preventable and predictably an outcome from the president's actions.
Yeah. And I mean, other countries are, not having all that much success containing it either. But it's, you know, we are in particularly bad shape with this president, I would say. Wash your fucking hands. But in terms of how it's affecting the stock market, Apple stock is, like, kind of all over the map because that is a company that is very specifically reliant on its supply chain.
Even if you were invested in the stock market, you're one of these, like, you know, billionaires who it doesn't matter to you who's president because you're so insulated by your wealth. You'd have to even come to a logical conclusion that, like, the president is fucking your money up.
Yeah.
Like, but even then, I guess, you know, I don't know.
It's
hard to know what's motivating everyone.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think the consensus billionaire pick is probably Bloomberg.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the other thing that's also coming out of this, there was a survey where 38% of people would not buy Corona beer because they're conflating that with coronavirus.
Yeah.
I don't know how real this is.
I don't know. I don't know how you judge that, but...
I mean, apparently, like, the company that makes it, their shares went down a lot, too.
Right.
So, what are you going to do?
All right, that is going to do it for this week. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Toronto, we'll see you in mere moments.
Mm-hmm.
Mere moments away from hanging out with y'all. But all the rest of you guys, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.